we come to God's word, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your Spirit speaks to us, both in our hearts and minds, as we turn to your word. And we pray that that will happen today, that you will make clear what we need to hear. Impress on us, Lord, your great love for us and the wonder and the beauty of Jesus. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a question. Can you take something and make it better? Can you take something battered or bruised, something that's been knocked around or dinged up? Can you take something that's with the paint peeling or something that's rusted out? Can you take something like that and make it better? Well, we know that furniture can be restored, can't we? And some of you here might have restored some furniture. Or we can restore a house. We can renovate a house or a car. We can get an old clapped out car and we can renovate that. Lost money can be restored. Broken relationships can be restored. But there's one thing that cannot be restored no matter what. No matter how clever you are with tools or finances or how wise you are with relationships, there is one thing that cannot be restored. And you know what that is? It's time. Because once time goes, it cannot be brought back. Time flits from one moment to another and is gone before we know it. Time flies. Days, weeks, even years pass, and we can never restore the time. However, the good news is what is impossible with us is possible with God. And that's the key verse for today, Joel 2:25. God says, I will restore to you the years the swarming locusts have eaten. So God's saying, I will restore to you those lost years, the years the locusts have taken. Now, Joel is one of the lesser-known prophets who lived in biblical days. And in his time, a plague of locusts swept through Israel and decimated the crops. This insect horde multiplied and swarmed and even blacked out the sun. And after this plague, unfortunately, came famine and sickness and starvation. And so through this event that was still in living memory in Joel's day, God gave a prophecy. And the prophecy would be if that the people did not turn back to God, he would send a surrounding nation who would come and swarm across the land like the locusts. And so Joel was warning the people to come back to God. However, God also promised that he would show his mercy. Then the Lord, this is verse 18, then the Lord will be jealous for this land and take pity on his people. The Lord will reply to them, I am sending you grain and new wine and oil enough to satisfy. And verse 25, our key verse, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Now, unfortunately, Israel did not turn back to God, and an invading nation did come and did destroy the land, and the prophecy was fulfilled in the short term. However, there's a longer term fulfillment. This promise of God restoring our years reaches down through the generations to us today. God promises to us that he will restore the years that the locusts have taken from us. Years lost because of fruitlessness. Years where we look back at our hard work that we put into our family or our businesses and now reflect, all that effort seems to be so wasted, I have nothing to show. And some have experienced loss in the business world where day after day, week after year, they poured their energies into their business and only got disappointment in return. The business may have collapsed or when it was sold, lost money, or it may be a farm that had to be sold during the downturn or investments wiped out. Whatever, the locusts have eaten our hard work and we think, what has become of our time and our effort? But God promises to restore these lost years. God also promises to restore our painful years. Now I'm thinking of those who grieve, those who have lost a loved one. God promises to restore these painful years. Maybe many years ago you lost someone close and far too young. Maybe it was a child to illness or sickness. Or maybe you were left a young widow with children to upbring. Maybe the death's more recent, the death of a spouse or a dear friend. And there's been pain in these empty years. But God promises to restore your empty years. And maybe for others there are loveless years, years lacking in love. And I'm thinking here of broken relationships. Maybe there's been family division, division between parents, sibling, children, loved ones shut out, loved ones now no longer speaking. In fact, their name is not even mentioned. And the years have rolled by and still there is no reconciliation. The locusts have devoured these years. But God promises to even restore these years. And I could go on, and I think all of us could put our hands up and say, yes, I have lost precious years. I have lost years that have become fruitless, or years that when I look back are painful, or have been loveless. But how can they be restored? How can God restore these lost years? Well, let me tell you how they can be restored. God restores our lost years by drawing us closer to Him. You see, because of the cross, no pain need be wasted. Do you believe that? Because of the cross, no pain need be wasted. God never promises us that we will be pain-free. But what He promises us is that when we do go through pain, He will always be with us and it need never be wasted. And so, God can use our lost years to shake us away from apathy or sin. Remember, God told His people that He was sending the locusts, the invading armies, to turn God's people back to them, the tough times, so that they would turn back to the living God. And so God can use our lost years to drive away our apathy, to drive away our complacency, our malaise, and draw us back to Him. In Joel 2:27, God promises this, "Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other, and never again will you be ashamed." Yes, you can invite God to come and restore to you the lost years. God is saying, "I am with you. I am with you." And to our shame, we often forget and neglect this offer that Christ offers us today. And so in a moment, I'm going to pray a prayer, and you can join me. And it's a prayer to invite Jesus to restore our lost years. And if you want to, you can agree with that prayer as I pray it. So let's just be quiet for a moment and ask Jesus to restore our lost years. Now, if you don't want to, that's fine, but I invite you to join this prayer. Let's pray. Lord, there have been so many years that I feel have been lost. And so I ask that Jesus will come and restore these years to heal the loss and my brokenness and my sadness. Give me a love for Jesus that will replace the loss. May I find my joy in you. Through Jesus' name, amen. Now I want to finish with a story, wonderful story, one of my favourite stories actually. I've shared this a number of times, and it's all to do with an old battered violin. And this violin was battered and knocked up and scarred, and it was being auctioned. And the auctioneer thought it was scarcely worth his while. Why waste my time with his old violin, he thought. But still he held it up with a smile. And he says, "What do I hear bid for this violin, good people? Do I hear $1? $1. $1 in the corner. Do I hear two? Yes, $2 up front. What about $3? $3. $3 any more? $3. Going, going." But before he could bring the hammer down, there was a movement at the back. And at the back, there was an elderly gentleman with a beard, and he shuffled up. And he asked the auctioneer if he could take the violin and the bow, and he tightened the strings and gave it a wee pluck. And then this elderly man, he played the violin. And never had a violin been played so sweet and so wonderful. It was as though there were angels in the room, and he played and he played. And then the music ceased, and there wasn't a whisper in the auction house. Eventually, the auctioneer cleared his throat and said, "What now? Am I bid this old violin? Do I hear $1,000? Yes, $1,000 at the back. Do I hear $2,000? Yes, at the front, $2,000. Any more? $3,000 to my right, $3,000, going, going, gone, $3,000. And the crowd cheered. But some cried, "I don't understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of the master's hand." What made the difference between an old battered violin worth $3 and one that was precious? It was the touch of the master's hand. And you see, we're like old violin. Each one of us is battered and bruised, don't we know it? We can spend all day telling each other our aches and pains, can't we? We're that battered and bruised violin. But when we let Jesus into our life, then we have the touch of the master's hand, and we become precious to him. And this is how God can restore our lost years. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are quick to confess that we are battered and bruised. We have aches and pains in our body, and we have aches and pains in our heart. And we want to thank you that at the touch of Jesus' hand, we become precious daughters and sons in your kingdom. Help the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit make this true in our hearts and our minds. We love you, Jesus. Be glorified, we pray. Amen.